Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
This is your captain, John Reagan, sitting in for Vincent today. You are dialed in correctly to USAPrepares.com. Well, Vincent is on the road today. He's going to be a keynote speaker at the RK Prepper Show. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And he'll be talking about how to save money on your taxes by starting the business of your choice and be able to take the same tax deductions that the rich take. Also, fellow instructor John Moore will be there talking on violent climate change and how to prepare for it. We also have a meetup Monday where... Vincent is talking about building your solar power system, part two, and information on both of those events are on page one of USAPrepares.com. Well, today I'm really thrilled to have Bill the Junkman Whaley with us. I first met him at Expo in Springfield, and I don't know any other USA Prepares instructor that can give you as many ideas per minute as Bill Whaley. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Sir John. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm thrilled because you know I'm on the radio every week talking about things like the economy and spy tech and just the whole bigger picture of what's going on. And so often I just run out of time talking about that, and I really like being able to talk with you today because we really need solutions for what's coming. And most people can't really afford to do a whole lot. And that's where your niche is just great. You want to tell us about how you got into this?
Well, John, you know, as we all know, the economy keeps going up and up and up. Paycheck keeps going down and down. The system wants more and more and more. And they want to penalize us for that because we don't have it. But we don't realize that everything we buy, we use it for a few months and we throw it away and then go buy it again. And it's called junk. There's no really rules for junk and trash, except you can't litter with it and you can't just throw it about. So, with that being said, everything that we buy, we can use again and again and again and again, and because you've already paid for it. It's you don't have to pay again for it because it's getting to the point we're not going to be able to afford these conveniences and luxuries. And I got into it because I've seen most of the people struggling, and they're struggling hard, especially the elderly people that are on fixed incomes. The system gives you a choice, either eat or pay the utility bill or we shut your electric off. That's wrong. I know this isn't part of my seminar, but the good Lord didn't mean for us to live like this. And that's what got me into helping people with what they already have. And that's my reward, that God gave me that knowledge to say, you can help these people because the system don't care if they help you or not. That's what possessed me to get into this.
Yeah, and I was inside the system as an Air Force officer, and I remember the days back in the 60s when they at least had fallout shelters with the Soviet threat. And as inadequate as those were, it was at least something. By the time I was an Air Force officer on active duty, the general public didn't have anything. The people in power were building all these fantastic, expensive bunkers for themselves. And they didn't even tell people, hey, you really should be ready for what's coming, because if it happens and you're not ready, life's not going to be too good for you.
That's true. The working class people, once we eliminate them, who's going to pay the bill then? And who's going to do the work? The system hasn't stopped long enough to think about that. They keep saying, go green, reduce your carbon footprint on the earth here. But I've known several cases, they want to penalize you for doing this. There's a lady down in Florida, as we have talked before, she's off the grid, but the city she lives in is wanting to take her home because she's not hooked to the electric grid. But yet they're saying, go green. Something's wrong with this picture.
And we've got cities, I think Tulsa's one of them, that if you grow a garden, they're after you. It's insane. You know, we need more gardens. We need more backyard chickens. And if we could even get, I'd say, 10 to 20% of the households doing that, we could avoid the starvation that will come if we don't have them.
That's true. The system can't take care of us. But yet they don't want us to take care of ourselves. They're trying to take what our forefathers and ancestors knew how to do, and that's live off the land and take care of themselves. And they're trying to punish us by control us, by telling us we can't feed ourselves, but yet they won't help us feed our families. So we have to do something regardless of what goes on, because we can't afford it.
Yeah, and sadly, people don't understand the dependency problem. Currently, we've got half of America receiving some kind of financial assistance from the federal government. I'm not one of them, even though I'm retired from the Air Force Reserves. It's the inactive reserves, so my benefit is you get to call me Captain. And that doesn't go too far in paying the bills. And it's even the same in the animal world. I remember when Katrina came through, there were some dolphins that were washed out into the Gulf, and there was this big hunt on for them because if they didn't find them within a few days, they'd starve to death because they no longer knew how to fend for themselves. And it's the same for humans. You know, you're used to the supply chain, which means you don't know how to fend for yourselves. And then you got that other level of now you're dependent on the government to give you the means to use the supply chain. And that's, I think, the reason why we're all here on USF Repairs, is to try and counter that problem.
That's true. The problem is that once you fall through the crack, the system don't care. I mean, the people are trying to do everything they can to survive. Like I said, the elderly have got to make a decision. Do I eat or do I go buy my medicines and that? But that's another subject, the medicine part. But the thing is, when I was going to college, I spent 4 years living in the back of my pickup truck in a camper shell next to the river because I couldn't afford an apartment. I had to get up every morning, jump into the river, get my bath, get out, and go to school. And I lived that way for 4 years. And then, of course, in the college, found out about it, and they took a paper on me because I was living out of the river. I had turtles, I had fish, I had rabbit, I had deer, I had wild food net, and I was surviving out of the woods for 4 years while going to school because I couldn't afford to go get me an apartment. Of course, I could have borrowed money, but then that would have put me in debt. And this is all I've ever known from the time I was a kid living on the farm, how to survive with what we have.
And before the 20th century, that's how most of America really lived. Your neighbors were your insurance policy. You know, if you had a barn burned down, it was your neighbors that came through and helped you build a new one. It wasn't you know, make your bets with the insurance company that, and the bet you're actually making is, hey, I'm betting my barn is going to burn down. And you paying what we call a premium for that, and you know, you hope you don't have to collect. You know, it's a great racket.
Yeah, look at the money they make on policies they don't have to pay out on, millions. Now, if they let the people keep their money, they could afford to feed their families and take care of their families. We wouldn't have to rely on the system. But the system's relying on us to rely on for the simple reason they control us then. They can control the money. They can control everything they want to do. And that's what drives me even more yet to take my trash and my junk to do something with. This last week, I made an old-fashioned push plow that you use in the garden for working your garden up out of a 26-inch girl's bicycle. I just turned it, tore everything off, turned it upside down, changed the handlebars around, and put my plow attachment to it. Now I've got myself a garden plow. And it didn't take nothing but just a few minutes to do this. I didn't have to spend $125 to go buy a new one.
You know, there's so many directions we can go in this. You know, the big thing is, you know, once whatever happens, is that we're probably not going to have the water utility that we're used to. Then the next thing is going to be food, and then it's up to, you know, making our shelter work for us. And unfortunately, most of the houses we have now are dependent on electricity to run air conditioning and heating systems. So I know we're getting ready to come up on a break here, but, you know, whatever direction you want to take on that, let's start talking about some ideas that people can do to help their lives.
Cool, yeah. There's a lot of things you can do right now. For example, I tell people if they want to cut their electric bill down, if you have an electric hot water heater, put a timer on that thing. Let's use it as a number and say we turn it off at 10 o'clock, turn it back on at 6 in the morning. It takes 20 minutes to heat 50 gallons of water. So why do we want to heat water while we're sleeping and spend our money? Or while we're gone on vacation, or while we're gone to work, shut those things off during the day. You'll cut your electric bill by 50% by doing that alone.
And the electric company doesn't even send you a thank you for keeping that on 24/7.
No, they don't. They just say we want more. And just things like that, the compact plugs and light bulbs. To, if you don't need the air conditioner at 60 degrees, turn it up to 75. We keep ours around 75 or 76. And the darker you keep your house while air conditioning running, the cooler it will stay longer.
This is John Reagan with Bill Whaley. We'll be back after this break.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle. all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit guns80.com, guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan at the controls today. And I want to thank John and at the GCN for being at the controls there. We have Bill Whaley with us today, and we were talking about water heating before the break. And let me just put you on the spot a little bit. What would you do, or what would your thought process be if you find out you don't have electricity anymore? How would you get a hot shower?
Well, for a hot shower, it's simple. You can go to your local Walmart, or if you don't have one already, one of those pump-up chemical spray bottles. All you have to do is clean it out if it's a used one. Wash it out with soap and water real good. Clean it out, then fill it full of water and put it out in the sun. It will, if you leave it there all day long, it will get 130 degrees. All you have to do is pump it up, rinse yourself down, suds yourself up, and rinse yourself off, and you got a hot shower anywhere. Or you can do it with a one-gallon milk jug by punching holes in the cap, filling it full of water, sitting out in the sun, let it heat it, and you've got a one-gallon hot shower. You do not have to suffer like that.
And I've seen all kinds of setups where people have taken different things like from cans to other materials, painting them black, and just the heat from the sun will heat that up. And in fact, you might have to be careful not to burn yourself.
That's true. The water will get 130 degrees, and usually you have to cool it down when you get ready to take a shower. You can get probably two showers out by the time you split it in half and cool it. But just doing something like that, we do not have to suffer just because we don't have the convenience of the big monopolies anymore. We have to start thinking. But what God's already gave us all the basic stuff we need. We just got to learn how to use the basics. We have got away from that for so long. That's just one way of taking hot showers. If you want to heat water, I have a friend of mine in Branson. She don't use a whole lot of hot water, and she says she hates running a hot water heater. Well, I instructed her the other day. I says, you take 6 1-gallon glass jars, paint them black, fill them full of water, and sit them outside. If you need hot water to do your dish, go get a gallon of it, fill it back up, and put it back out. That way you've got at least 6 gallons of hot water all the time for free. The sun's been in that sky for millions of years. Why haven't we been using it? I don't understand that. God put it there for that.
And you don't get those thank you notes from the utilities either.
John, you got to remember, you got to have three things to survive: that's food, water, and shelter. But if all the amenities are shut down, the electric, the water, and all that, the food, water, and shelter is great, but you got to be able to cook your food. You got to have fresh water. You got to have a way to preserve your food. Well, you can preserve your food, or not preserve, but cool your food down with an evaporation refrigeration. There's no electricity involved. The only thing involved in that is water, and build a box structure for that. For example, if our grid goes down, we can cook for solar, we can cook on a campfire, we can cook on a Coleman stove. For water, if you don't have water, get you a distiller, or build you a solar distiller, or you can build a water distiller out of a 2-liter bottle, Coke bottle. And you can distill water out of muddy water. You can even distill fresh water out of urine, just like the astronauts are doing, except we're letting Mother Nature and the sun do the work for us instead of million-dollar pieces of equipment. You can build yourself a solar dehydrator. Now you can preserve your food. So regardless of what the system does, even though you got the food, water, and shelter, you still got all the amenities that you want, too. And all that can be made out of junk, every bit of it.
No, refrigeration is kind of a short-term preservation. There's, I know, dehydration techniques that, and smoking techniques that let you preserve meats for longer periods of time. Do you have anything along those lines?
Well, for example,
and we'll get into that after the break.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. And if you're of the one of the kind that has a prayer list, you might just want to put Vincent on for the weekend. You know, besides the trip to North Carolina, he's having to travel through the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill, and it's causing some travel problems out there. And in fact, in Oklahoma, they have a major interstate closed on the northbound side because of a rock slide. And and we just want to make sure that he gets there and back and have him back on the air Monday. Well, Bill, we were talking about ways of preserving food before the break. You want to continue?
Yeah. There's several ways to preserve food. You can salt cure meat. You can smoke at the smokehouse. You can put it in the normal refrigerator. You can dehydrate it. You can sun dry it. You can put it into a spring house. If you live next to a river, a flowing river, you can put a chest-type freezer into the river, sink it, and use that for an ice box. There's just so many. Of course, evaporation refrigeration is similar to a swamp cooler air conditioner. So those are just some of the ways. For example, eggs. If you take a fresh egg and you take and coat it with mineral oil, put it back in the egg carton, and put it someplace where it's cool, it will stay for over a year without refrigeration. They did that back in the 1800s, and they would keep eggs for 2 and 3 years. That's just one way. You can preserve crackers by putting them in a canning jar, put the seal on it, put the ring on it, and turn the oven on to 225 degrees and put the jar in until it seals it. That will keep those crackers fresh and crisp for at least 5 years. You can do water the same way. You can put water in your canning jar, process it like you're processing food. The water will stay clean, crisp, and fresh for 2 years. Those are just some of the ways you can do this stuff.
You know, you're talking about water there. You know, sooner or later, you know, I think most of us have water filters because we don't want to drink the stuff that's coming straight out of the tap. But eventually, you're going to run out of supply of water filters. What can we do to filter the water to get it into drinkable condition?
Actually, you can build your own water filter out of sand, plain old river sand, and charcoal, which comes out of your campfires. You can buy the activated charcoal, but you can filter the water that way. And to purify the water, after you run it through your filter, all you have to do is put it in a 2-liter bottle and make sure, if you see how clean it is, look to the bottom of the bottle and see if you can read any. Set it on a newspaper and read through it. If you can read the writing, it's filtered pretty good. Lay it on its side after you put the cap back on. Lay it on its side out in the sun for 6 hours. The UV will sterilize that water and make it potable. That's how simple you can get fresh water. Or you can filter it and then boil it. But you can build your own filters out of sand and charcoal.
Let's talk about heating and cooking. You know, there's some pretty nice wood stoves out there. And unfortunately for a lot of people, that's out of their price range. What can we do to come up with a way of cooking our food and also for having something to heat our living space in the wintertime?
Well, you can take a 55-gallon drum and a 16-inch truck inner tube and change the 55-gallon drum into a methane digester. Methane is nothing more than natural gas. Anything that will decay will produce methane gas. The sewage treatment plants have methane gas. The city dumps have methane gas and stuff decaying in the landfills and that. But you can make your own gas with a 55-gallon drum and a truck inner tube in which you could heat with it and you can cook with it. Or you can use a solar cooker made out of a cardboard box. Or you can heat your house with a solar panel made out of soda cans, glass, and scrap wood.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to have to go back into the archives just to start writing down some of these ideas. Do you want to tell us about, I know you've got a newsletter and products to educate people. You want to tell us about that and how people can get in contact with you?
Yeah, we have a newsletter out. It's called the Junkman Chronicles. And you can get in touch with me by Bill Whaley, area code 618-795-8133. The newsletter comes out every other month, and each month has a different subject in it. And we've been suggesting to our readers to save the newsletter, put them in a three-ring binder, and make your own reference book. The subscription is $20 for the year, and it comes out every other month. and you can get a hold of me by that telephone number. Or if you just want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me by Bill Whaley, W-H-A-L-E-Y, 108 North Belleville Street, B-E-L-L-E-V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, Freeburg, F-R-E-E-B-U-R-G, Illinois, 62243. Of course, my phone number, I give it out, so if anybody calls and has a question on a project they're working on, or they need some help, or need whatever they need on to be self-sufficiency, that's what we're there for, to answer those questions. All I need from them is their name, address, telephone number, email address, and they can either send a money order or a $20 bill in the mail if they want, in the envelope there, and we will start your subscription for it. It comes out every other month. We're getting ready to come out with the July one, and we're talking on food on that one.
And if you didn't have a pen to write that down, you can go to usaforpairs.com, click on the instructor tab, and you'll find Bill in the survival skills and training section, and his phone number is there. So, you know, it's like we've talked about, people used to have these skills, and before we got this funny money with the Federal Reserve, there wasn't a lot of money out there, and people had to be inventive and frugal. You know, you repurpose things as best you could. And today they're trying to get back into recycling. I remember growing up, you know, we had, you know, glass milk jugs, you know, glass Coke bottles, and they charged a deposit for those. So you bring them back to the store, get your deposit back. Today all we've got is this disposable stuff. And, you know, you just kind of wonder, you know, what were we thinking? And we've kind of lost that, you know, practicing that skill of how can I reuse this? Do you have any suggestions on how we can work on that thinking process?
What I tell people in my seminars, John, is before you go to the hardware store, I used to have a joke I used to tell people, I said, before you start anything, go to my hardware store. And of course, everybody would say, well, where's your hardware store? I said, the Long Rangers. And they said, the Long Rangers? I said, yeah, to the dump. That's where I go to my hardware store. So before you go buy anything or spend any money, ask yourself, can I afford this? And if I can't afford it, how did they do this in the 1800s? They did everything simplified back then, and it worked. It might look crude, but it done the job. That's all we wanted to do is a job. I don't care what it looks like, and if I want it to look pretty, I'll throw a bucket of paint at it. But ask yourself that question. Can I afford it? If I can't afford it, what can I do in its place, and where can I get the materials? All the materials are already here on Earth in a basic form. The wood comes from trees. Coal gives you heat. Rocks gives you cement. Limestone, learn how to change limestone into cement. I can take all your plastic from computer cases and water bottles and milk jugs and convert it back to gasoline and diesel. But we don't do that for the simple reason that means we have to get off the couch, John. And like I used to tell everybody at the seminar, if you will stand up, your headache will go away because you're going to need your brain for this class.
Yeah, I know it's a challenge for me because you throw out all these ideas, and I'm sitting here, I'm wanting to think about it, and unfortunately, I got to be the host today. So,
there's nothing. You can run your gas generators on sawdust and wood. Wood gasification. All you got to do is take a little time and study it, read up on it, and you can build these units to do this work. we don't have to worry about the gas companies. We can take methane gas, which we can produce from the outhouses or our septic tank, or the 55-gallon. We've got alternative energy right this very minute. It's just we choose not to do it because that means I got to get off the couch, I got to invest in myself, I got to do some work. And we have been taught from day one, don't worry about it, the government, we'll take care of you. Well, unfortunately, that don't work.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we are getting short on time to get our acts together. And, one of the things that I brought up at the last expo is I've finally got a model to tell us about how much time we have left just by taking three items. One is our total income, which I based off of IRS tax stats. One is government spending, and the other is debt service. And I'll tell you about that when we get back from this break.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle.
and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Miss John Reagan with our guest today, Bill the Junkman Whaley. I was talking before the break about our financial condition. Based on current growth rates, the combination of government spending at all levels plus debt service on our $60 trillion of government, business, and personal debt exceed total income by 2020. We don't have a lot of time to get ready. The Bible tells us, it's really a lamentation, and my people perish for lack of knowledge. And that was specifically talking about God's law, but it also applies to our daily normal lives. And we've become blind to it in the 21st century, whereas, our ancestors that lived in the 18th and 19th century, there was just normal living. And, we need to get this knowledge now. We need to practice those skills. We have 2 or 3 minutes left. How do you want to close up?
John, I want to thank you and the audience for listening for today. No time is right time to get started. Now is the time. It doesn't matter how old you are. I've got people 60 and 70 years old that have called me and starting right now getting self-sufficient. I've got people at 60 and 70 years old still cutting and hauling their own fire with the heat with. Folks, there's no time, the best time to get started except for right now. Because if you don't do something now, well, we can become earth keepers instead of earth breakers. Because that's what we're doing. We're destroying this earth. And once this one's gone, our children have no chance.
And we're going to be hearing a lot about this coming up this year between the elections and also with what's going on worldwide. We even have the Pope pushing for a one-world government to combat climate change. And what we really need to do is, just be good stewards like we're supposed to be and take care of our families and our neighbors.
That's true, John. There's only two things you have to remember you got to have, food and water. Now, if you've got heirloom seeds and you know how to get water, you can survive.
But, you know, again, it's one of those things, you need to practice those skills. It's like Marjorie Wildcraft says, you know, if you're not already raising your own food, and you go to you know, plant a garden, if you have anything less than 100% crop failure your first 3 years, you have a green thumb. And I think you're going to need something to eat before 3 years' time.
That is true. That is true. Preserved food, canned food, buy food that you can get dehydrated stuff, that's good, but learn how to take care of yourself from the basics. God put the basics here on earth. Learn how to use these basics. You'll never be without if you know how to use them.
Yeah, and in today's society, we do eat too much animal protein. We don't need a whole lot, but, you know, chickens are a good source. They're one of the easier things to learn how to raise. Man used to you know, fish quite a bit. Unfortunately, we probably need to wait a little bit for some of the pollution to get out because we've got fish in the streams of America that have too much mercury from coal electric plants, not the ones in America, the ones in China. So cutting off the coal to Americans just raises our electric rates. You know, we need to learn how to fish and, you know, how to clean and fillet fish. And we need to learn how to raise chickens and learn how to slaughter and butcher. Just bunches of skills we need. Well, Bill, it's been a quick hour. I thank you for coming on, and I really do appreciate the work you do.
Thank you very much, and God bless you, and thank you for having me. And like I said, for your listeners, they can call that number and get in touch with me if they're interested in the newsletter. We will teach them everything they need to know how to get started for next to nothing or nothing, either way. But remember, you've already got it, but you've take an inventory of what you already own before you go spend any money.
Thanks again, and I'll be back after top of the hour break.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.